Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, had a great time at Jackie Martling's house. Jackie's a joke man, Martling. Go check out his comedy. A ton of funny books. Very funny guy. Great barbecue. And what else we got? I see Betty Jo Tucker is already in the house. So I'm going to open up the chat room. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, go to Blog Talk Radio. Log in. Give yourself a self-promoting chat name. Then post something in the chat room if you want me to promote it. And I will. That's how I roll. Betty Jo Tucker, movie addict headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And I will find her info and get it to you. Oops, okay. That's spooky music coming in. And don't you love that kind of stuff? Let me throw it still again. And get that going. And I don't know. Breakfast. I'm thinking breakfast.
Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal.
Anyway, keeping it moving right along. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. I got to find you, Betty. I know you emailed me early. I've just got like 1,000 emails in there. All right, Betty, if you could re-email me what your show is going to be this Tuesday, I will announce it. I just have too many emails to find it in. Okay, so let's just keep it going. Oh, what a day in New York. It's all soggy. I hate soggy. Okay. Sorry for the little delay. I'm just trying to find something theme-like to do. Oh, how about Chore Wheel by Afterbirth Monkey? Gotta love them. Or not. Where's my music? I don't know. I've been having a problem with my switchboard. Anybody else on Blog Talk Radio where I have songs that played before that now they don't play? Very strange. I'll try something else. Oh, a little Lucy Arnaz.
Our hearts will be throbbing guitars.
stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have you? Song is in the air, each melody is ours alone to share. So just for tonight, let's pretend that you're mine. Each word, each harmony, a secret language just for you and me. Come, make the most of our time before it is gone. Si tu pudieras quererme, como te quiero yo a ti. Toda la vida te diera mi amor. Quieres quererme por un momento feliz, tú calmarías mis penas de amor. El beso ardiente que ponga en tus labios, hablar de encender tu pasión y en tus suspiros amantes.
Comedy star George Carlin. I almost got a sprocket in my pocket. That was a quick change. Hi there. Little eye shtick for the people at home. The sound might not be working on their set. I'll show you the one I used to do when I was a kid. I used to do this one on the subway. Just keeping one eye closed. I was brought up here in New York, brought up and used to go on the subway to 116th Street and make sure one eye was closed and make sure that everybody could see it, because a lot of people don't like to look right at you when they think something's wrong, you know. They kind of go, oh, God, look at his eye. In the subway, they look over the newspaper at you and, oh, look at that there. So I'd make sure everybody had seen it. I'd read, go see, meet Miss Subways, read everything, and finally, about 86th Street, I'd kind of go down and come up with the other one. Very few ever noticed it. I mentioned hair. We moved from my eyes to my hair. I'm aware some stare at my hair. In fact, to be fair, some really despair of my hair. But they're not aware, nor are they debonair. In fact, they're real square. They see hair down to there, say beware, and go off on a tear. I say no fair. A head that's bare is really nowhere. So be like a bear. Be fair with your hair. Show it you care. Wear it to there. Or to there. Or to there if you dare. My wife bought some hair at a fair to use as a spare. Did I care? Au contraire. Spare hair is fair. In fact, hair can be rare. Fred Astaire has no hair. Nor does a chair, nor a chocolate eclair. And where is the hair on a pear? Nowhere, mon frere. Now that I've shared this affair of the hair, I think I'll repair to my lair and use Nair. Do you care? I only mention hair because to some people it's important. Not important to me. I've only had my extra hair for about a year now. Actually, it's the same hair I always had. It just used to be on the inside, you know. Wearing on the outside, that's the only thing different. What else is new? The big fight is coming up. Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh, yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants. But it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. Yeah. Well, he thought it over and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. And it was all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam, and now we're getting out of Vietnam through Laos and Cambodia. That's got to be the long way. You've got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them? We'll only be here a short time. We're just looking for a trail. Well, maybe they'll go for it. I don't know. Of course, we're only there in Southeast Asia for one reason, to free the people so they can have industry. Isn't that what we do everywhere, I think? We kind of free people and then lay a little industry on them so they can have all the benefits of industry that we have. Oh. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea. But comedically, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to close with a little weather forecast from my good buddy Al Sleep, the Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
Yay! Baby, what's happening? Que pasa? Hey, what you call your pasa? Al Sleet here, you hippy-dippy weatherman, brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Parsons will kill the termites and water bugs and help you get rid of the roaches. Present temperature is 41 degrees at the airport. Which is stupid, because I don't know anyone who lives at the airport. Downtown, it's much hotter. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued mostly dark tonight. Turning to partly light in the morning. Good night, man. Good night.
Secret Papers of George Carlin. Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful.
He's writing a book, The Secret Papers of George Carlin.
Okay, that was George Carlin, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. This Tuesday, tomorrow at 4 p.m., she'll be pursuing happiness with director Adam Schell. And filmmaker Adam Schell discussing Pursuing Happiness, his new documentary about the secret to finding happiness. Don't want to miss that. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Okay, let's see what else we got going on here. A little fun times. Just this weather is throwing me off. That's all I have to say. But I had a great time. Great weekend. Mm-hmm. Here we go. A little good.
Can I say take us?
Just a minute, I got it written down here on a piece of paper. And a nice man wrote the time down for me this morning.
Then why do you carry it around with you, I guess?
Well, if anybody asks me the time, I can show it to them.
Wait a minute, Deckers, my good man.
What is it, fellow?
It's written on this bit of paper. What is 8 o'clock, it's written.
I know that, my good fellow. That's right. When I asked a fellow to write it down, it was 8 o'clock.
Well, then, supposing when somebody asks you the time, it isn't 8 o'clock.
Well, then I don't show it to them.
Well, how do you know when it's 8 o'clock?
I got it written down on a piece of paper.
Oh, I wish I could afford a piece of paper with the time written on.
Oh.
Here, Echo.
Yeah?
Let me hold that piece of paper to my ear, would you? Here. This piece of paper ain't going.
What? I've been told a forgery.
No wonder it stopped at 8 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
You should get one of them things my granddad's got.
Oh.
His firm gave it to him when he retired.
Oh.
It's one of them things, what it is, that wakes you up at 8 o'clock, boils the kettle, and pours a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
My grandma.
Oh, I'll wait a minute. How does she know when it's 8 o'clock?
She got it written down on a piece of paper.
Gotta love the Goons. Coming up this week, Terry Mintz's Word, the Storytelling Show. That'll be the 16th at 8 p.m. Doors open 7:30, the sidewalk stage, 94 Avenue A, corner 6. Lineup, Jeff Simmerhorn, Ann Talman, Gastor Almonte, Sandy Marks, Rob Fasano, Marie Faustin, and music by Afterbirth Monkey. Love Afterbirth Monkey. Always good. Always good. So go check out Word, the Storytelling Show at the Sidewalk Cafe in the back there. And you'll like it. Oh, this week is St. Patrick's Day. I guess I should get a little of the Irish in here.
Mulligan's an Irish name. You know, Americans, we're funny. You know, I mean, we're all American. We all love being American, but we're all from someplace else. Have you noticed that? And I don't know about other nationalities, but Irish people go nuts when they hear an Irish last name. Thank you for proving my point. I met some guy the other day, like, Joe Mulligan. Look at your name, Joe Mulligan. Oh, what a fine Irish name you have. Ah, Joe. Oh, Joe, I see the little pink hearts and the yellow moons and the green clovers. Your lucky charms, Joe. Irish spring, I use it too, Joe. It's a manly scent, Joe, a manly scent. Have you been to Ireland, Joe? You haven't? Ah, Joe, go. Joe, go, Joe. Where you go, Joe? Where you go? Find out about your ancestors in Ireland, Joe. Your ancestors, it's important you go, Joe. Joe, go, Joe. Which was annoying, because he was from Korea. But I... But, you know, I took his advice, and I went to Ireland, and something very interesting I found out about my ancestors. They're dead. So it was a short trip, really. Graveyard, U-turn, airport, pretty much, you know. I had a beer. And a potato. And came back home to my hometown. I am from New York City. Thank you, thank you. I used to live in Manhattan, live in Brooklyn now. I used to live in the tough part of Manhattan, too, over on the west side. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. I was there in the late 70s. That was a nasty neighborhood. It's better now, but 10th Avenue back then. 10th Avenue was the kind of place where they just hated you if you were a stranger. They would just stare at you. I saw this guy one day. Hey, do I know you? So why are you talking to me, huh? Next time you see me, don't talk to me. I said, excuse me, officer. I'll find the post office myself.
Thank you. One of my friends, actually. One of my good comedy friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. Always head and shoulders above every comedian. Cutie goal. Cutie goal. I love that he said, can you feel the love tonight? If everybody named Vincent here would give me a dollar, I'd be so rich. It's great. Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm very good.
Give me a dollar.
Give me a dollar, please. I'm going away with something. This is great.
I don't have a dollar.
Oh, that's okay. I'll give you a kiss.
Frank Vincent will give me $2.
Oh, there you go. Frankie, I know. I work with you. Yes. We've worked before. I'm making money. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's for later. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's great. It is an honor to be here, and it's just terrific. I'm a little nervous, so they said just picture everybody naked. Oh, getting that out of my mind's eye is going to be tough later. Yes, it is. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. Je ne voulais mais ça la Francoise, mais ça va, mais on est en Élysée. Oh, Vincent, la mère en me, look at you, all 380 pounds of you. Inside of him is a very skinny man. I know this. He ate him. Yes. Look at all that hair. Everyone here is so jealous. You virile man, you. I like it. Look at that Leave It to Beaver face. Who can resist you, you mad, mad hunk of burning love? Yes, it's true. It's true. He's so cute. He's so cute. I can't get over it. You're so big. Who dressed you, Ray Charles? No, you're so nice. He's so cute.
Right.
I love this man. Leave him alone. How many Frenchmen does it take to score a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again. Never wanted to. What did she do? God help it. I can't. I'm Puerto Rican Italian. I can't. We have a lot in common. Puerto Rican Italian. My people would play kick the can. His people would play kick the Puerto Rican. It's true. It wasn't easy growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. Na-na-na-na-na. We went to the same acting school. It was called My Name Ends in a Vowel Acting School. And really, it was a really easy course to take. You just had to go A-E-I-O-U. Done. That was it. It was easy. And you've had a very great career playing in all these movies, all the same role. You know, that's not easy. I mean, it's really not. And also, the other things you've done. It's great. Drink your water. You good? You good? You okay? I want you to be comfortable. Are you okay with me touching you? Is your girlfriend here? She here? Okay. And it's Sikumba. He's so cute. No, it's true. It's not. And you know what, too? It's amazing the things he said. The Sopranos. Okay. Now he's just hoping for an opening in the vagina model. That would just complete his career. And you look like the kind of guy that would confess anything if you stared at you long enough. You'd be like, what? What? Is this about the milk? That was enough for a coffee when I put it back. What? Is this about the money you thought you lost? I was going to put it back in your wallet. What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps? You took my money? No, it's true. Okay, and also, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but I'd like to leave you with something, a very important moment in your life, if you remember this. I'll never forget the expression on your mother's face and the words she said the day you were born. Get him out of me! Get him out of me! Thank you very much.
Tucker Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to check her out this weekend? She's going to have a great show. Hector Louise. So we both do an extra work with friends on the same day. Pretty funny. Glad you're in the acting. Waiting for you to do it. He's a great guy. All right. We're winding down our show. We're down to the last minute and 40. Whoa, I hate when I have that little to work with. I'll just play a little background music.
I'm in the club on a Tuesday. When
and,
I was a kid, I rocked the house in the chorus of the school play. Follow my Twitter at Hoopsay. My suit's blue gray. I dress sharp cause it's a new day. I never used a two-way, never knew gay people, even though I grew up in a blue state. When I make parodies, the only guy I do is Drake. I feel like we're brothers, cause he's a fellow Jew, okay? I used to be all minty fresh like toothpaste. But suddenly I'm over 30 cause time flew away. I wanna tell the little me what I knew today. But even with the wisdom I still make quite a few mistakes. All you really ever need in life's a good mate. Once you've achieved success, then you're finally doing great. When you meet that perfect gal, a guy you shouldn't wait. Never settle for burgers, try to cook a steak.
Buddies, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and HectorLouise.com. Go check out Hector Louise's show, too. It's a great one. Bye-bye.